Hey Grant.
What's up, Jerry?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I just downed a whole water bottle and drank a big cup of coffee. I'm gonna be okay. I'll make it. I had a really good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
We're insanely fun.
Yeah, did you tell everybody that they missed out over there?
Yeah, I know they had their chance though. So.
Yep. Quick question. I just wanted to get some clarification on your notes. So what do I need to find out specifically with SMM manufacturing? If you could pull that up and kind of explain to me what your notes exactly mean.
Yeah, I was about to add another one. Another one for...
another one.
Because... Winset was asking some questions too.
Okay.
Okay, I have it pulled up here.
I think I'd have to look at the banks. But you know, just usually when there's like large deposits or something like that, they just want to know the nature of it. Like, oh, this is a customer. This is for this. Like, they want to make sure that it's not some other competitive product and that they would be second behind, right? That's okay. Like generally their concern. I have some notes from Winset, so let me, Winset's saying that they want Juan's information and on the application as well as his signature on the application so they can, pull and review his credit and proceed with, offering some terms. I know that MCC is about to drop an approval on us, so they sent me an email, oh, shit.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here, let me see.
I did see that you should have, like, I think, let me see here.
I thought he signed that. Why are they saying they need a signature? Hold on, let me pull this up.
Well, he did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I got both of them to sign it, because I knew this was going to happen.
Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos, CEO.
When I had my roommate in college, his alter ego's name was Juan Carlos. He'd run around the house screaming, Juan! Like, start singing his Spanish songs. Anyway, I love that name. Juan Carlos. Okay, so yeah, let me get a hold of Winset, tell him, hey, like, here's his social and everything you need. Please pull credit, see his signature attached. They're just looking for
explanations for the
explanation. Yeah, and then like I said, I thought I saw an email come in from, I'm just reading my emails as I'm talking to you, so pardon
me. No worries.
Pardon me stumbling over my words here.
No worries.
It's also called Biocide, right? Biocide?
No, the company's called SMM Manufacturing.
It's not Biocide Systems as a DBA?
Shit.
Yeah, it is. DBA Biocide Systems. Yep. So it looks as though we have 46K over 15 months coming in at diamond pricing from MCC. I don't quite have the approval, but they do send me updates like, hey, it's coming.
Yeah. You know,
they're asking for July month to dates and some other things like K1s, driver's license for both people, and then payoff of on deck. Did these guys have a balance?
Yeah, they finished. They just got done paying off on deck.
Yeah, and I didn't submit to OnDeck because OnDeck, you know, Noel was here, and I'm like, hey, dude, can you, like, look this up in your system anyways? He's like, yeah, before we submit so we don't queue off OnDecks, mm-hmm. because after a loan concludes with them, it, like, belongs to the other broker for 90 days, and so we just wanted to make sure that we weren't queuing anyone, you know, to compete with OnDeck, and he's like, yeah, just don't submit it, so.
Okay.
So, but, because it would be declined.
Oh really? Just because they've done they're in the 90 days.
I think it was confusing Noel because It was in his system. They're like, okay, in 2014, these people had an on-deck loan. They probably went for an 18-month term. It was an 18-month term. And then I think he even read that there was some issue with payment, too,
mm-hmm.
on deck, and that was probably why, another reason why he's like, don't submit it. I think they would be declined for collection issues in the recent past. So, yeah, that's why we're not doing on deck here. But, yeah, you do have something coming in from MCC, and I'll get wind set on the horn.
Okay. I know he was looking for more, though, than that approval. What did he want? Looking for working capital, longest term. Okay, the term was a big thing for him.
Okay, well, 15 months is pretty good. So okay. We'll have at least that for him. And honestly, let me see if I have a write-up here. I don't really, because the interns were out. But yeah, there was that one bad credit.
Yeah.
And tax returns are all right, but they're showing less of a deposit, less, like only under 700K in gas. I know they're projected to make more this year, but I don't think like significantly more. It says like on track to make $1 million, but I'm not sure if I like looked at the detail of the banks correctly. Anyways, we're in progress here. Let me take care of you.
So do you want me to get those clarifications first, or should I wait to see if there's anything else I need to ask them? What's your opinion?
I think that it's a typical forum move here to ask for all this detail before an approval, and no one else really is. You know, MCC is just going to dish out an offer first. I'd say, yeah, just get them. Might as well. I don't see for asking for more information after this because they've already asked a barrage of questions.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'd say do that, and I'll get this one set thing turned around.
All right, sweet, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.